Blog Talk Radio.
The recording has started.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Happy New Year again. Happy New Year, Happy New Year. God bless you. Welcome to the Prayer News Network Global. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We're so grateful that you have come to join us on this very first day of January, this very first day of 2023. We just want to welcome you on tonight. God bless you. Each and every one, we thank God for you. Thank you for joining us on tonight. We are excited. We're excited for what the Lord is doing. We're excited for what the Lord is about to do. And people are grateful for them to join us on tonight. We want to say welcome. Calling from whatever state, whatever town, whatever village, whatever country. Listen, we just want to welcome you here to the Prayer News Network Global. God bless you tonight. Listen, as you're coming in, we want to ask you to go ahead and invite a couple people to come and be with you on tonight. Praise God. As you are coming in, we just want to ask you to invite a couple of people come and be with you on tonight. Here on the Prayer News Network Global. God bless you tonight. We're so grateful. Listen, people of God, we've made it over. Amen. It's another day. It's another year that the Lord has kept us, and we are to be grateful for it on tonight. And we thank God for you and you. We thank God for you on tonight. Amen. Truly, Lord. Amen, Jesus, truly to the Lord. Amen. Just want to do another sound check here. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Let's try something here. Praise the Lord. Truly, truly, the Lord has done us well. Amen, Jesus. We can get a truly, truly, the Lord has done us well. And, of course, as always, grateful with Lord. Amen. Jesus, just looking forward to this 2023 and all that it shall be by the grace of God. We just by God's grace to be exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask or think. We just believe that. Amen. I don't know about you. I have great expectations for what we'll do. Amen. In this 2023. And listen, people of God, I'm grateful. I'm expecting great things for you as well. But God, we got to take the praise high. We got to take the expectation high. Amen. Take our faith higher. Glory to God. Take it higher, higher, higher. God. Okay, we're going in our. This is what we're going to do. We're not going to delay. We're going to go in and move into our program. On tonight, we do want to thank God, our speaker, for our leaders on tonight. Thank God for each of them on tonight. We're so grateful to the Lord for each of them on tonight. Amen. Our celestial intercessor, Lady Apostle Lady James, just went up for him. Just want to thank God on tonight. Our senior apostle Sam and Hunter James. Thank God tonight for hiding Bishop Kina and making him on tonight. Amen. As well. Amen. Jesus for my past on tonight. Glory to God. Amen. So Mary Holland said, come with our scripture reading. And immediately after that, amen, we're going to turn it over to our speaker. Amen. While we try to, amen, make sound check adjustments here. Amen. But in that word, God bless you. Thank you so much, Mr. And you have the best one.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Father, we praise you. We magnify you. We glorify you this day. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord God. Glory to your name. Thank you, Master. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you tonight, giving you the praise, the honor, and the glory once again. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you once again to look upon us tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, and we ask you, Lord God, to bless in the sin in our life, Lord God, anything that we may have said or done that wasn't pleasing to you, Lord God. We come tonight asking you to look upon us and forgive us, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, repenting, Lord God, for any and everything that we may have done or even thought, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to have your way and let your will be done tonight in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, just to lift up your name, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for another year that you have blessed us with, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, this year, Lord God, will be so much better, Lord God, than last year spiritually, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we come tonight, Lord God, just to lift you up in the beautiness of holiness. We come tonight, Lord God, thanking you, Lord God, for all things, Lord God. Thanking you, Lord God, for the many, many blessings that you have stored upon us, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, just to lift you up, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we come asking you to move this night by your spirit and by your mighty power. We ask you to have your way tonight, Lord God. Let your will be done, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come tonight, Lord God, just to say, Lord God, we appreciate you so much. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, just to move on this line on each and every one tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, name by name, one by one, Lord God, for you know our name, Lord God. You know our name, Lord God. So you, if you know our name, you know our need, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So we ask you right now to bless each and every one of us in the name of Jesus, Lord God, according to your riches and glory and according to our needs, Lord God, because some, Lord God, come looking for a healing. Some come looking for, Lord God, encouragement. Some come looking, Lord God, to be saved, delivered, and set free. So we ask you this night, Lord God, to move in a mighty way, have your way in our lives, Lord God, In the name of Jesus, we ask you to look, Lord God, down upon the young people tonight. In the name of Jesus, we ask you, Lord God, to touch them right now, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, help us, Lord God, to give you to them that they may receive salvation. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, this year got to be different, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, no more killing, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, no more games. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you this night to move, Lord God, upon the earth, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and save the young people, Lord God. Save that boy, save that girl, save that woman, that man, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, out there looking for our answer, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, help us to give them that answer, Lord God. Help us to go where you tell us to go. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, just have your way. Have your way tonight. In the name of Jesus, move on the bereaved family right now. In the name of Jesus, touch the bereaved family, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, lift the head, Lord God. Lift the hung down head, Lord God. Dry the tears, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, strengthen the heart. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you this night to just move, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you. We magnify you. We glorify you, Lord God. Look on the speaker tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, move by your spirit and by your power on the speaker tonight, Lord God. Have your way. In the name of Jesus, help us to receive what the Spirit is saying unto us tonight. In the name of Jesus, move on Minister Bradley. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, bless the Lord God. In the name of Jesus, strengthen her right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we say thank you. We say glory to your name. We say hallelujah to the name. We give you the highest praise. We give you the highest praise. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you so much, Lord. And we thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen, Jesus. Amen, Jesus.
Give an honor to God, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to Evangelist Bradley, to our speaker for tonight, to our PNN advisors, to the PNN prayer wars, and to all of our listeners near and far. Scripture reading will be coming from the 10th chapter of St. Matthew, the 26th through the 33rd verse. Fear them not, therefore, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known. What I tell you in darkness, that speak ye in light, and what ye hear in the ear, that preach ye upon the housetop. And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing, and one of them shall not fall on the ground without your Father? But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear ye not, therefore, ye are more valuable than many sparrows. Whosoever, therefore, shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. I read to you the 10th chapter of St. Matthew, the 26th to the 33rd verse. May God have a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of his holy word.
Amen. Bless the name of Jesus tonight. Saints of God, blessings to you, you and you. My Father's children, you're welcome tonight. And surely God has a word for us on tonight. Bless his name. Hallelujah. And I give respect to Jesus Christ. He's the head of my life. He's my restrainer, my guide, my teacher. To the Holy Ghost, he is my restrainer. He's my everything. I greet you tonight in the precious name of Jesus, our soon coming King. I'm grateful tonight for another chance to speak on behalf of God himself. Bless his name. I thank God for Minister Bradley, Evangelist Bradley, and all of her advisors and her warriors and everyone that is taking the time to come on this New Year's month. Hallelujah. This is the first year of the month, the first day of the month. And so I know a lot of people are partying, a lot of people are doing a lot of things, and already the spirit of God has taken so many out already. Some of them made it to New Year's and didn't make it to see tomorrow and didn't make it to see. They made it to New Year's Eve but didn't make it to see to New Year's. Some died on this day. But we are here to give God glory. We are here to give God praise. Hallelujah. And I'm going to go straight into the message tonight that God wants us to hear. And let's pray. Father, we give you thanks and praise, glory and honor for your word. May your word be a lamp, hallelujah, tonight unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. Father, we lift you up tonight. We magnify, glorify, honor you tonight. You are worthy. You are welcome, Holy Ghost, to speak the way you want to speak, Jesus. You are welcome, God, in the name of Jesus. Manifest your will through your word, God. Oh, God, touch the ears of those that are listening, that they will hear what the Spirit of God is saying unto us, His church, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, touch our eyes. Give us spiritual hindsight and insight to understand the things, the deep things of the Spirit. You are revealing your secrets to your servants, your prophets. You are revealing the secret things that are hidden from the beginning of creation in your word. And so tonight, as we present this platform to you, we present this word to you, we present your people to you, we cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus, we cover every region, hallelujah, every territory tonight with the blood of Jesus against any backlash, spirit of retaliation, whatever the devil meant for bad. We declare, God, that your word has the power, hallelujah, and the hallelujah and the authority to turn it around for our good tonight in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, God, that you would get all the glory tonight in the name of Jesus. Now, tonight, I'm going to deal with a very popular scripture that everybody knows and everybody deals with, and it's Psalms 91. The book of Psalms 91, bless his name. You know, even in our ministry, Pastor Apollos, just open your Bible and leave it open on your table to Psalms 91 and just have it as a source of protection. You know, God places in my spirit, so what I'm going to do, I might not get to finish because it's not just something that we read, we quote it, but God wants us to fully understand what he's saying when he tells us, when he gives us this psalm. Now, this psalm, it has no title, and therefore the author remains unknown, because I know a lot of times you read the psalms, you think it is, you know, David. But this particular psalm has no author, and the author remains unknown because it shares some of the themes of Psalms 90. Some think Moses was the author because it shares some of the themes and phrases out of Psalms 47 and Psalms 31. Some think the author was, could be David. Some of its language of strongholds and shields remind us of David, who to whom the Septuagint ascribed it. Other phrases echo the step of Moses in Deuteronomy chapter 32 as the Psalms 90. But it is, in fact, an anonymous and timeless, perhaps all the more accessible for that. Okay, many have noted the wonderful character of this psalm. This psalm is one of the greatest possessions of the saints. This psalm is one of the greatest psalms in all the psalms that we read. It is one of the greatest psalms that God has given us. In the whole collection, there is not a more cheering sound or happy psalm. Its tune is elevated and sustained throughout the faith at its best and speaks nobly. It is one of the most excellent work of its time, which has difficult to imagine anything more solid, more beautiful, more profound, or more ornamented. And it goes into Psalm 91, we can read quoted by heart. It says, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall, hallelujah, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the fear of the fowler and from the noise and pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shall thou see, and behold, the reward of the wicked. because thou hast made the Lord, the Most High, my refuge. Bless his name. He said, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They, hallelujah, can now glory to God. They shall bear thee up to thy hands. Lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon shall thou trample. He taught thee a fear of God upon thee. Therefore, I will deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. Hallelujah. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. And so at the end of the verses, you hear a lot of I's. And as you read the Bible, it said, I am that I am. So the I is telling you that God is specific on what he's going to do for you, what he's doing for you, what he plans on doing if we trust him. Now, in Psalm 91, it appears to be, I know I could get hyper sometimes, but this, I want to just slow it down a bit because I want us to understand how the deepness of what God is. It's so, when I began to look at it, it really encouraged me. And, you know, God said, use this psalm for the rest of the year. When trouble comes, just pull it out. If you can't remember, pull it out. And begin to read it and watch it. Psalm 91 appears to be a psalm in the city of warfare. So it sounds like a warfare psalm with the sense of an imminent battle that is about to happen or is currently taking place between soldiers that may be facing impossible odds. If the face of such a harsh reality as this, God is placed in the position of being the protecting parent of his young as their fortress, their shield, and their buckler. Blessed be. It says, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High. Hallelujah. It is a place where you live. God said, you dwell there. When you dwell in a place, you are actually living in a place. Three things in life. You are living in that place. That I will protect you. Those who dwell there abide under the shadow of the Almighty, knowing his protection. He will comfort you and he cares about you. This is you. And so, you want to abide in the shelter of the, or under the protection of the Most High God has a shadow over him or her. Hallelujah. Much like glory to God on tonight, much like God provides him a shadow of glory that protects Israel in her wandering in the wilderness from the scorching sun and like a fortress. And he had a cloud of pillow by day. So it protected them in any fire by night to guide their way and to give them life. He will deliver those who face the fear and threat of a deadly pestilence or disease. And so this would be the point of protection. This year, we have got to pull this down through, and we've got to have this as our food. Verses 1 through 2. It talks about the protection and comfort and care of Yahweh, God himself. It says, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High. He who dwells in the secret place, God is saved and alive. The God that dwells or abides under at the Almighty, knowing that he is always protected, knowing that he is not ready, and nothing harm you. Knowing that he is there, no matter how it seems, no matter what you feel, I'm going to say tonight that I am a prophet. Some of us go through the causes to lose comfort, causes to make us uncomfortable, make us lose hope, and feel like no one cares. So he said, if you abide, if you live in me, he said, know that I am protecting you, know that I'm comforting you, and know that I care. Bless his name. Hallelujah, Jesus. This time, this opening time for the line of young person to take the eye of further. When you look at the only statistics of God as dwelling as a dwelling place, God's motive place as God as the habitation, the home of man. The spirit seems to accept the great idea and sense to speak of the most important of the dwelling place.
Praise the Lord, property.
And recording it as complete security. And so the God is saying tonight, he wants us to know that we are fully secured. We don't have to live in fear. We don't have to live in doubt. We have
praise
to
the Lord, property.
The shadow of a doubt that God does.
Hello,
property. In the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide you, and he shall set you up upon the rock. Psalm 6:31 says, thou shall hide them in the secret of thy presence from the powder of men. Thou shalt keep them in a pavilion from the sight of the tongue. And so God said there's a secret place in him where if we we don't have the worry of men coming up against us. We don't have the worry of people talking about us and belittling us.
Praise the Lord, people of God. Hold on, if you would. We lost our speaker. But for some reason, we're having technical difficulties on the mic. So if you just bear with us, we will certainly get it all sorted out. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. While you're, amen, holding for those that are yet coming in, we're coming from Psalms 91. We're coming from Psalms 91 on tonight. Glory to God. And we want you to go ahead and dial somebody, invite someone to come in on tonight. Glory to God. While we wait on our speaker to join us back in on tonight. Again, that's Psalms 91.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. Did you hear any of what I said earlier? Hello?
Yes, we were able to hear, but you were going in and out so bad. So if you want to,
So where should I start from? I don't know.
We were disconnected. You can just pick from where you were disconnected if you would like.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, we praise God that hopefully this is fixed, people of God. So sorry for technical problems tonight. The devil is a liar and the truth is not in him. Now, I was saying that there are many followers of Jesus who seem to know very little of the secret place of the Most High or what it is able to do or what is the significance of this secret place. What is God saying? What is he saying to us when he said abide under his shadow? Many seem to regard this as only a thing for mystic or a supernatural. And so a lot of people are quoting this scripture, but I don't know if they get the gravity or how really deep this scripture is. If David, he said, if he was to write this, if you listen to David's life as a warrior, and a man, he was well acquainted with the realities of life. It is true that the life of the spirit seems to come more easily for others, for one rather than others. but there is an aspect of the secret place of the Most High that is for everyone who puts their trust in him. And that word there, if you listen to the word, is a matter of trusting God. Every child of God looks toward the inner sanctuary and the mercy seat, yet all do not dwell in the most holy place. They run to it at times and enjoy occasional approaches, but they do not habitually reside in the mysteries present. And so what God is saying tonight, he is expecting us to continue to stay. The mercy seat in the tabernacle represent the glory and the presence of God. The inner sanctuary represents where God himself dwells. And so what God is saying tonight, it's time for us now to stay in the mercy seat. Stay in his presence. Stay connected no matter what happened in this year. He's saying, stay in me. Hallelujah. And he said, make it a habit. Make it a habit. You know, David said, morning, noon, and night will I pray and cry out to God. And so what God is saying tonight, yes, we could quote it, but if we're not dwelling in the secret place, if we're not spending the time that we should spend in the secret place, then the protection that we expect to get from him is not really happening the way we desire it to happen, because God expects more of us. God wants more from us. Hallelujah tonight. And so God is saying, come up higher. Come up closer. And it talks about the shadow of the Almighty. This is an expression which implies great nearness. Glory to God. We must walk very close to a companion. If we would have his shadow fall on us, four ways the scripture speaks of the shadow of the Almighty. And so what it is saying tonight, if you're walking with someone, most likely if you walk in side by side or however, you may see their shadow fall over you, or you may walk in their shadow. And so God is saying, say he wants us to abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And the shadow here, it represents a rock. It represents a hiding place. It represents a secret place, a dwelling place. Isaiah chapter 32 and verse 2 says, and a man, therefore, four of these scriptures I'm going to read tonight that deals with the shadow. Isaiah chapter 32 and 2 says, and a man shall be as an hiding place from the wind, and a covert from the tempest, as rivers of water in a dry place, as the shadow of a great rock in a weary land. The shadow, and then you have here the shadow of a tree. Bless his name. And it says here in the Songs of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 3, as the apple tree among the trees of the wood, so is my beloved among the sons. I sat down under his shadow with great delight, and his fruit was sweet to my taste. The shadow of his wings is another one. Psalm 63 and 7, because thou hast been my help, therefore, in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. Then you have the shadow of his hands. Bless his name. And that's in Isaiah chapter 49 and 2. It says, and he had made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand had he hid me and made me a polished shaft. In his quiver had he hid me. And so these first two verses of Psalms 91 under four wonderful titles or the names of God. We have here, God is saying, if you read it, it says, the Most High, dwell under the shelter of the Most High, which means Elohim, Yahweh. He said, under the shadow of the Almighty, which means El Shaddai. And then it says, the Lord, which means Adonai. Then it says, my God, which means Yahweh. He said, he is my refuge and my fortress. The one who lives intimately with God knows the greatness of his protection. God himself becomes like a mighty refuge and fortress for the believer. And so God is saying tonight, he is looking for a certain intimacy with his people to get this protection. You you see, this protection is not just for any and everybody. You may quote it, glory to God, tonight, repeat it over and over again. But if we study this deeply, God is showing us exactly that this is an intimacy. This is a relationship. This is not just quoting a scripture or like Pastor said, open your Bible to Psalms 91 for protection, but we don't really understand what God, what are you saying? Let me know exactly what you're talking about in this scripture. Why am I using this as a protection? And so he says, it has to do with being intimate with me, that it's like a husband and a wife. When you are married to a man, they are obligated to protect you, and they are obligated to take care of you. But there are certain things that you have to do for that husband. There are certain things that will make him want to do for you. The way you treat him would want him to protect you. The way you baby him up, because a man is like a child. You'll find him going out of his way just to be there for you, just to take care of you. So God is a husband. He is a father. And so he's saying, I'm looking for that intimacy with you, that when trouble comes, you don't even have to cry. You don't even have to stress yourself. Automatically, God is going to show up, because he recognized you as someone that dwells in the secret place. You're actually living in prayer. Your life is prayer. Your life is worship. Your life is praise. Your faith is there. Your trust in God. And so this is what God is looking for. He said, my refuge. You're talking about refuge and strength. Hallelujah. Have you ever said definitely, can someone just identify with this tonight? Oh, Lord, thou art my refuge, fleeing from all other. Means that you are really trusting God to just defend you, to be there for you. Have you sheltered in him, though? Do we have that shelter in him? Hallelujah. From the windy storms and tempests. Hallelujah, Jesus. From the harrow of the day, or the pestilence by night, the arrow by day, or the pestilence that flies by night, from man and evil forces and the devil. We must avoid it. Do not think it to say that we automatically have it. A lot of things people think, because I go to church, glory be to God, I quote scriptures, hallelujah, Jesus, I am a worker in the church, hallelujah. God is looking. You can work in the church, you can be attending to church, you can have a position in the church, and many people has that, but are they abiding under the shelter of the Almighty? Do they have that intimacy with God? You have a lot of preacher preaching that don't have a prayer life, don't have that intimacy with God, don't have the time to study. They pull up a sermon from somebody and they preach it to you. So God is looking for more than just quoting. He's looking for more than just you laboring in the church and have a position. There's a place in God. And this year, God is saying that I need you to come. So hallelujah, that I can protect you. I need you to come up higher in me so that I can be your source and be your strength. It says, my God, in him will I trust. This close relationship, glory to God tonight with God, and all the hallelujah tonight and all the benefit that comes from it are for those who know Yahweh as God and who truly trust him. As a believer, we need to receive his protection. We need his comfort and his care. Hallelujah. We need to trust God all the more and increasingly know him as God. And so God is not looking for those who are hearers of his word. He's looking for those who are doing what he says. And he has given us some instructions here in this psalm to say, to show us where the protection is coming from and what we need to do to have this kind of protection. We don't have that same level of grace that we had before. We don't have the things has changed. Evil has gotten worse. Hallelujah. And so therefore, because the evil has gotten worse, that means our prayer life has to intensify. It means that our time spending in the word has to intensify. It means the way we worship has to intensify. The way we praise, everything about us have to intensify now to get the kind of protection that God wants to give us, glory be to God, from the snare of the from the noisome pestilence. Bless his name. Because when you look at there, all you see is evil, and Satan is not playing. He is intensifying his attack, especially against Christianity and against the people of God. My God, in him will I trust. Do we really trust God tonight? When you say this, it shows that this is a very close relationship with God. And it comes with benefit. You can say that we really fully trust God with our very lives, that with our very souls, with our very mind, with all our strength. Hallelujah. Do we have that kind of trust? And God is saying that for me to really be there, you have to fully trust me. And when you look at the body of Christ, a lot of people say they trust God, but when push comes to shove or they go through a test, do they really trust God? Do you trust the doctors or medication more? Do you trust the person that is coming against you? Are you fearing that person more than you fear God? Men are apt enough to proclaim their doubts and even to boast of the things that they see or need or say. Indeed, there is a party nowadays of the most audacious pretenders to culture and thought who glory in casting suspicion upon everything. Hence, it becomes the duty of all true believers to speak out and testify with calm courage to their own well-grounded reliance upon their God. And so what God is saying, we're in a time where people are becoming suspicious, people are doubting God, people are speaking so much negative things, like I said on last night. And so he expects us now to change all of that in 2023. Psalms 91, 4-6, God says he is a shield. What he's saying, he will cover you with his feathers. He will cover you. He will be there with his wings. He will protect you. When you look at a shield, it's a strong protection of a soldier that goes out to war. And so that's why this psalm sounds like a warfare psalm, because it deals with all of the shield and all of that. He said, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and buckler. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks or walks in darkness, nor the destruction that wastes at noonday. And under his wings we will find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and a buckler. Listen to what God is saying. His faithfulness. And so because God is faithful, he is looking for us to be faithful. He is looking for faithfulness. His faithfulness toward us is a shield. It's a protective force over us who trust him. You will not feel the terror by night. God said, when you know that I have you covered, when you know that I, hallelujah, tonight I am a shield and a buckler, you don't have to be afraid in the nighttime. You don't have to sleep with your light on. You don't have to. Sometimes on places that I live, I don't even lock the door. Why? Because my faith and my trust is so much in God, bless his name, that I know I'm fully protected. You understand? We're living in a time where it's serious and people are crazy. So we find us locking up everywhere, and all through the year, people don't even open up their windows to catch fresh air. And some people have bars on their windows and bars on their door as a means of protection. But how many of you know if somebody wants to get in, they'll find a way to cut them down and find a way to get to you while you're sleeping. And so we've got to come to the point that when the terror by night comes, we wouldn't fear. He said, don't fear the terror that comes by night, nor arrows. You have fiery darts and arrows that Satan sent to you by the way of the Spirit, arrows of sickness and arrows of infirmity, arrows of setback and arrows of neglect and all type of different arrows that are flying in the realm of the Spirit. He said, you don't have to be afraid. Don't fear the arrows that flies by day, because not only at night does Satan attack you, but all through the day he's attacking you. There's never a moment in our our lives that we are not being under the gunfire of Satan. We're not being attacked. Every day, as long as we live, we are under attack. And so God has said, you don't need to be afraid. You don't need to walk in fear day nor night. Don't he say, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. And so you have pestilence. And pestilence represents diseases and evil and demonic forces. Some of them will wait till darkness stalk you. People will be stalking. You don't even know who is watching you. You don't know when you go out. If you take the same route, somebody fishing you out to just trace you. A lot of people get killed like that. Glory be to God. But God is saying we don't need to fear, but because you're under my protective custody, you're under my shelter, bless his name. He said, don't know the destruction that wasted at noonday. How many see so many destructions that are happening in broad daylight? The earthquakes, the famine, the sinkholes, the fire, they are destructions that are happening. Gangs and violence, murder, bloodshed. These are destructions that are happening in big daylight. They don't wait till the night to kill you anymore. Mass shootings are going on in Walmart and different places in the big daylight. Glory be to God. They drive them down the street and they're shooting guns. Destruction is happening in broad daylight. The imagery here is that of God being a protective parent. And so we need God saying tonight, look at me as your parent. Look at me as a father. Look at me as, you know, a parent will actually die for their children. Those of you who have children tonight, we know how protective we are of our children. We don't want nobody to hurt them. We don't want nobody to talk about them. And if they do something, sometimes we have these good children at home, but when they leave our presence, we don't know what they're doing. And so if an evil report comes or a bad report comes, we fail to believe that because we say, no, my child don't act like that. And so we would want to protect that child. And so he said tonight, I am a protective parent. And so what that do? That child rely on the parents with everything. They got to pay the bills. They got to feed them. They got to do everything. And so that's how God is looking at us as his children. And he wants to protect us. But then the children have to do something to encourage us. The children have to be on good behavior. The children have to have certain chores that they do that the parents will say, okay, you did good, so you deserve a reward. And that's what God is saying. You deserve a reward of my protection because now you've given me your undivided attention. Bless his name. And so he's like a protective parent and like a bird, like the eagle, which covers the young eagles under our wings. And we talk about the eagles last year when how the eagle protects his young. And so God covers us with his feathers, and so it's like a protective bird that he protects you and shades you from the elements, from the sun and the moon and all these things that are happening, and from those that are preying on you to the realm of the spirit, demonic forces. He is protecting us. Sometimes we might get attacked. Then we're just, you know, driving in our car. People just attacking us with their words. Bless his name. People from the church. Even in church, you're being attacked with people in the church who hate you, can't stand you, don't like you, but they say we're serving God. He said, show love, but you're being attacked even from the sanctuary. You're being attacked from brothers and sisters in Christ. There is a need to fear. The night is filled with terror, or the arrow are visible, seen flying during the day. This is even the unseen threat of pestilence. There is even the unseen threat of pestilence that seek their victims under, bless his name, the cover of darkness. And so at the height of the battle, during the noonday in the sun, there is nothing but destruction. And you could get a sunstroke, bless his name. The radiation could mess you up, bless his name. And so happened, and I had to be protecting myself. And so you have things like this happen. And so God said, when this happens, you got to really trust me to protect you. But it comes with condition. If you abide, under my shadow. If you stay in me, if you stay connected, the fowler works in secret. These type of birds work in secret. They hide in trees. They hide. They sneak up on you. And that's the way Satan is. He will sneak up on you. When you think you're safe, when you think all is well and you're not doing what God tells you to do, you will find trouble start to come in your life. All hell starts to break loose. It starts to sneak up on you because somewhere along the line, we lose touch with God. We lose our connection the way it was before. Some of us, when we got saved, we were all excited. We couldn't wait to go to church. We couldn't wait to go to prayer meeting, Bible study. Pastor would meet us at the door. But now we got old and we got cold. We come to church late. We be to work on time. We meet the boss at the door, bless his name, or he meet us at the door. We are afraid to come late. But we're not afraid to come late to service. We give God anything and say, hey, God, take that. Some of us are half an hour late for service, and we would never do that for our job. But we expect God to bless us. God has believed you, need people of God. We have millions of angels around us taking account of every activity of our lives, everything that we do every day. He said they are there. He's given them charge. And so we've got to be careful how we're treating God. We got to be careful how we're treating the things of God. We got to step up to the plate and be more dedicated and be more committed, even if you don't feel like it, because God don't deal with feelings and he don't deal with emotions. He deals with what he's, hallelujah, tonight. He deals with what he says in his word, and he said, I'm looking for doers of my word. He said, don't be like that man that is looking in the mirror. You look at yourself. You see what you look like. He said, but as soon as you turn away, you don't remember what your face looks like, and that's the person who turns when you hear the word and you turn away, you forget what you heard and you go back and you be the same old person that you were. And he says, so this fowler would come to you in secret. The fowler changes his traps and matters. I'm sorry, he don't work the same way all the time. So you don't find your trials the same way all the time. You don't find your testing the same way all the time. It may come in one form or another. The fowler often entices with pleasure or profit. And so this fowler, these fowlers that comes in your life, you find people running after the pleasures of life. They're running after profit or gain or money. That's what the fowler does. It causes you to come off track. And you find yourself working overtime, under time, all the time. That's what the fowler wants. He wants to distract you. And then you feel like you're okay because God understands I have my needs. God said, I will supply your needs according to my riches and glory by Christ Jesus if you obey me, if you be willing and obedient. Obey the Lord thy God and you shall be established. You shall be blessed by listening to his prophets. And so people are being enticed by this fowler. It's an enticing spirit. It's a profitable spirit that caused many today to think that they are okay. They feel like they do what they feel like, and they think that they are okay. You are operating under the spirit of the fowler. And God is trying to deliver us in this year. So all the things that we used to do, we have to watch it. We have to put it away, come up to the plate. The same old habits and ways that we had in 2022, God said, get rid of it. For me to keep you, for me to protect you, for me to be, you've got to get rid of some things that are causing you to be distracted and pulling you away from my house, pulling you away from prayer meetings, pulling you away from Bible study. People have all kinds of excuses. They're not too tired to go on the job. Even if they're sick, they may be crippled, but you'll find them finding their way to work. But when it comes to the house of God, oh, my leg's hurting me tonight. I can't go. Oh, this is hurting me tonight. I'm going to lay home and sleep. But if your job calls for you, you will definitely get up and go as sick as you are because you're depending on that profit and that gain from your paycheck because you're thinking about your bills. And so that is the snare of the fowler that God is saying, get rid of it. So people are benefiting from pleasure. A lot of people in the church tonight, oh God, my God, and worldwide, not just one church, but they're dealing in pleasure. Fornication, adultery, my God, they go into this theater, they go into that dance hall, they drink drinking and they carousing and they doing everything that the world does. They frolicking in pleasure, bless his name. And some of them, they are pastors, they are leaders, and they would go out on Saturday night and come on the pulpit on Sunday morning to preach to you. And because there's lack of discernment in the body of Christ, we don't have the devil discernment to know. And so that's why God said we have to pray for those in authority. Pray for our leaders, because the snare of the fowler can overtake anybody. Nobody's exempt from being attacked by this fowler, this demonic force that has now come to at the body of Christ like we've never seen it before. The fowler often uses a bad example. He uses a decoy. And so we have to watch our lifestyle as ministers, especially as ministers and leaders. We have to watch and be an example. So what the fowler does is cause you to be so enticed and pleasure and benefited, and you pull yourself away from what God told you to do, not what man told you to do. Because if man tells you to do something, it's okay if you walk away. But if God has given you, hallelujah, tonight, an assignment to be a prayer warrior, to be an intercessor, to lead the evangelism team, if he has given you an assignment tonight, he expects us to be an example. So what the fowler does, he comes and causes us to be distracted and bring us off track, and we found ourselves not doing what what God had instructed us. Hallelujah. Before you came to ministry, some of you, God spoke to you on what he expects of you as a prophet, as a prophetess. You know your call. You know what God said to you. Many of us have had prophetic words from people we know that hear from God, what the ministry God has for us and what the blessing God has for our lives. And as soon as we get to a point where we seem to be growing in God, we seem to be advancing, my God, in the things of God, blesses him, you'll find that fowler would come and distract you, my God, and use it, and you become that bad example. Hallelujah. We've got to understand that the world is watching us. We have our children watching us. The youth are watching us, watching our attitude, the way we dress. When we say something, let us stick to what we say, because they're watching to see if we're doing what we say. And so God is looking for examples. The enemy was set a decoy to get us off track. This snare of the fowler is a serious spirit that is in the body of Christ, that many are under this fowler. Many, many people are under this spirit and don't realize what it is. And they think that they're okay. The most striking feature of this session and the only following is the use of the singular is you, which is the way of saying that these truths are for each person individually. So these things that I say is for each person, is not for the whole church, but for us to examine ourselves individually. They are for each and every one of us to trust God and to abide in God. Our salvation and everything that we're going through then depends on the pastor, because you have some people blaming the pastor. I'm not going to church no more because the pastor rebuked me. I'm not going to church because the sister so-and-so rebuked me. We have a personal relationship with God. The pastor's not going to be there. Sister so-and-so is not going to be there. When we stand before God, they're giving an account. And so God is saying tonight in this psalm, it's not just quoting it, it's just not thinking of a protection, but it's more to it that we need to understand what is happening, so that in this year, 2023, we'll be fully equipped and fully aware and awake of what we are dealing with. He said, and from the perilous pestilence. So God also protects his people in times of plagues and diseases. Look at COVID-19. These are perilous pestilence that we're dealing with. COVID-19. They've given you the vaccination that has given you blood clots, given you heart attacks. You got sugar diabetes, high blood pressure, cancer, all kind of diseases. These are perilous pestilence that is now in the earth, that is being put upon men. And so God is saying, and it's going to intensify, people of God. So he says, God is the only one that can protect us in the time. Those of you who have been affected by COVID-19, you know that it was only God that brought you out of it. Some of us were not done, because you're not finished what God has for you to do in this earth. And so he protects you and he keeps you from the perilous pestilence and from the plagues and diseases. The psalmist, inspired by the Holy Spirit, did not intend this as an absolute promise that every believer would be delivered from every snare of every pestilence. Instead, the idea is that the psalmist could point to many times when God did just that for his trusting people. And so some people will die from the diseases and the pestilence. Some people will die. But this is not for everybody. This is for those that I believe with all my heart that God is taking his people to intercede. And so you would find that in the body of Christ, some people die with cancer. Some people die with a stroke. But there are others who survive. And so this scripture goes to those who came through, who survived. Near dead door, but you survived. God said, I've got you covered. But now he's saying, look at the way I covered you. I want more from you now. I expect more intimacy from you now. I expect a closer walk from you now. I expect you to go beyond the extra mile with evangelism and reaching out right now. Glory be to God. I didn't just protect you and save you to go to church and warm up the pew. I didn't save you to go and just do what you wanted to do. I spare you for a reason. And in trusting God and then hoping in God, we have to realize that God is saying there is more. This does not mean that those who trust God never die from infection or disease. This chapter here doesn't guarantee you that you will not die from a disease or suffer from the enemy's plot. It doesn't guarantee you that you're not going to be attacked by Satan. Because if you read this, you still find attacks coming one way or another. Of course, it means that those who trust God are habitually, listen to what it's saying, it means that those who trust God are habitually delivered from such danger. What Christian cannot testify to many deliverance? How many of you tonight cannot testify? I know many of us tonight on this line can testify that God delivered us from a lot of dangerous situations because of his protection, because of his shelter, because of his truth, because of his buckler, because of his shield. And there is also a spiritual understanding and application of what is being said here. It says the soul had likewise, we're talking about our souls, can be our enemies. The inner man in you, your soul, can also be your enemy and ready to attack you at any hour. Because our souls, your soul don't die. That thinking and that heart, the heart and the mind, the inner side will always attack you because negative thoughts will come, fear will come, all kind of things will happen on the inside of your mind and your soul. So it can be your worst enemy. And so, therefore, because the soul can be our enemy, God is saying now, rely on me. As children of God, we are not always immune from physical plagues and pestilence, but they are ever guarded and destruction from spiritual force as they dwell in the secret place of the Most High. Let me say that again. Children of God are not always immune from physical plagues and pestilence, people of God. But they are ever guarded from destructive spiritual forces as they dwell in the secret place of the Most High. And so what God says, the plagues and the pestilence may attack you, but the spiritual warfare and the forces that will come up against you, he said, now I got you covered with that. I have you protected, because he said the battle is not yours. The battle belongs to him. And so when you are being attacked spiritually, God said, I give my angels charge. I send my angels to fight warfare for you. I'm going to fight for you. But the natural pestilence, that natural disease, you'll find many, many people that are saved and love Jesus are gone because of that. Hallelujah. And the next point is, it says, he shall cover thee with his feathers. In a metaphor, God is represented as a bird. sheltering young chicks under his wings. As David previously described in Psalms chapter 61 and 4, it says the mother eagle spreading, it talks about the mother eagle spreading her wings, and we talked about the eagle before, over the eaglet is a wonderful symbol of the union of power and gentleness. The little chickens and the Christ, or we represent the little chicken, and Jesus represents the hen. That we may know that he has us covered, like how when you look at a chicken, they swoop them up. And so when that happens, if they have a hiding place, they have hope, they have a cover, and they protect it. And so God is saying, and look at me in the same way. I am your parent. I am that hen. I am that eagle that has you covered. No matter what happens, hallelujah, when it comes to the realm of the spirit, he said, I got you covered. Hallelujah. In Psalms 91 and 4, Jesus would have saved and sheltered Jerusalem and its inhabitants, but what it said, the people were not willing. They would not come to him. They would not dwell in the shelter of the Most High, and they cried out for his crucifixion instead. And so what is being said here? Jesus came to Israel. Jesus came to Jerusalem, to the inhabitants, to protect them, to be a shelter to them, but what did they do? They disown him, they reject him, they ridicule him, they killed him. They didn't want to have anything to do with him. So what they do, they lost their protection. Right now the Jews are dispersed through the four corners of the earth because they reject Jesus, because they reject the Savior. And the same thing can happen to us. When we reject what God is telling us to do, when we're rejecting his word, when we're rejecting prayer, when we're doing it our way, that's what it is. When we're doing it our way, he's saying tonight, how can I protect you? How can I be there for you and you're not giving me that chance to do it? A lot of people in the body of Christ right now don't realize that they are under the gun. They don't realize that trouble is about to hit the earth like never before, and we're going to need God as we've never needed him before. And so our total dependency tonight has to be on God. Matthew chapter 23 and 37 says, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophet and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chicken under her wings, but ye would not. To gather you and protect you, but you don't want me to do it. Anytime we're doing things our way, anytime we're looking for a way of escape and not obeying God, God said, how can I protect you? How can I be there for you? You're not walking in obedience. You don't go to service as you should. You're not walking according to my will. So how am I to protect you? When the sneer comes, when the fowler comes, when the disease comes, when pestilence comes, how am I supposed to protect you and you doing it your way like Israel? He said, I can't do nothing for Israel because they don't want to listen. They don't want to obey me. There is no difference between them and the Christians today. In fact, some of us are worse. His truth. We're talking about the truth of God. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Psalms 94 and 1, he said, his truth shall be your shield and buckler. The picture of God's protection continue with his truth represented as the smaller, often round shield, and the larger, often rectangular shield and buckler. As for God's care, it combines the warm protectiveness of a parent bird with the hard underlying strength of an armor. Shield and buckler, double armor, as we who rely on or depend on God, he bears a shield and a buckler that's surrounding him. It's like a coat around you. That's what the shield and buckler, he said, it's like, you know how cold it was recently. Some of us have had on double clothes under our clothing. We had on two coats. And so God said, the way we cover ourselves during this storm, during this winter, some of us had on undergarments, had on boots and socks. So we were really covered. And he said, this is what I want to do for you. I want to really cover you. I want to really shelter you so that you could be really protected. But he said, but a lot of people, they want this type of protection from me, not being done. Hallelujah. It's not being done. Psalms 91, 5 through 6, it says, thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness. You shall not be afraid. What God is saying? Having God as a shelter and refuge gives strength. Listen to what God is. I'm not yelling and screaming because I want you to really hear me tonight. Having God as a shelter and a refuge gives strength and courage to the people of God. Your shield, he said, your shield and buckler. He said, don't be afraid. And then he's telling us, having him as our shelter and our refuge gives strength to us. It encourages us. Us as the people of God. When God's people are stuck deep in fear, if it is an indication that they fall short of, it is an indication that they fall short of the proper trust in God. They fall short of the protection in God. They fall short of the protecting part and the comforter in God. Listen to it. When God's people are stuck in fear, it is an indication that they fall short of proper trust in God as protector and comforter. Anytime you operate in fear, you are literally falling short of God's protection and his comfort, and you don't trust him. Not to be afraid is in itself an unspeakable blessing, since for every suffering which we endure from real injury, we are tormented by a thousand griefs which arise from fear only. So a lot of the things that we're going through is because we are operating in fear. And fear is not just a word, it's a demon. Fear is a spirit. Fear is a demon on an assignment to cause you to lose trust and faith in God. Fear is on an assignment to cause you, my God, to be afraid to be alone. Every little crack you hear, you jump in because you're fearful. And so God is saying tonight, we got to put away fear. In the life, Jesus is saying that his children tonight, like Job, look at what Job, look at the example, the perfect example is Job. Look at what Job went through. I don't think none of us, if we look at Job and what he went through, the suffering he did, the torment he went through, so much happened in his life, but what he did, he trusted God. He didn't operate in fear. He didn't become afraid, oh, I don't know if God is going to heal me. I've been praying, and I don't know if this is going to go away. That means you're doubting God. When we pray, God wants us to pray with strength. He wants us to pray in faith. He wants us to pray with trust. We have to have that confidence that when I say something, I know God has heard me. I know God is going to do it. And he said, put away fear. Because sometimes we can pray, but in the back of our mind, we are doubtful, and we become fearful. That if the doctor said we have cancer, even though I'm praying, I'm afraid that this might not go away. So let me continue to take the radiation. Let me continue to take the chemotherapy because there's a fear in the back of our minds that, hey, I know I'm praying, but let me still hold on to this other part because I don't know when God is going to come through. So we want comfort now, and so we turn that way. It's fear that would cause you and cause us as the people of God to turn away from what God really is saying in his word. He said, of the terror by night, don't be afraid of the terror by night or the arrows that flies by day. The psalmist represent all kind of destruction that could come in all kinds of circumstances. It could come by night or it can come by day, in the darkness or at noonday. So you have different kinds of time that this can happen. It can come in the night. You can get attacked in the day, when in darkness or in the middle of the day. It could come as a terror or an arrow, like I said before. The assault of the enemy and the devastation of pestilence are taken in Psalms 91, 5 through 6 as types of perils. So we're living in perilous times. And so the things that are happening are the perils that are coming upon the earth because God said these times are perilous. And so we see these things happen because of the perilous times that we're living in. Psalms chapter 91, 7 to 10, God, the refuge and assurance for the believers. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but God said it will not come near you. Only look with your eyes and see the reward or the recompense of the wicked. You have made the Lord your dwelling place, the Most High, who is my refuge. He said, no evil shall befall you, and no plague shall come nigh your tent or your dwelling. Here we read about the 1,000 falling to the left and the right, as in the day when Israel battled against ancient nations. They fall many times because they failed to trust God when they were going to battle. Bless his name. And so God is saying, I am there for you. The battle may be fierce, but I am there for you. Bless his name. Glory to God. Because you have made the Lord your dwelling, God says, I am your refuge. I got you covered. The land would be scattered with dead bodies. When Israel go out to fight, you have dead bodies all over the place. So those who read this at the time, it was written when they were going to battle, you will see dead bodies all over the place. With dead all around them, God tells them that it would not even come near them because they are not looking at all the dead bodies, but their eyes are looking at the Lord who is recompensing or paying back those who are the enemies. And so what God is saying here tonight, that we have dead all around us. Everywhere you look, just like Israel, dead bodies were all over the place. You see dead bodies falling down all the place. Look at the Ukraine war. Dead bodies are all over the place. He said, but don't keep your eyes on that. Don't look on what is happening. Keep your eyes on me. Keep trusting me because I am going to take care of you. This must happen. But he said, it is only because they have made the Lord their dwelling place, dwelling in safety and abiding in him. Therefore, as their refuge, nothing evil will befall them and no plague will come close to their tent. And so what God is saying tonight, when we trust them, people of God, when we are looking to him, when we are depending on him, no matter what is going around, no matter who dies next door, he said, death cannot come nigh you. Death will not enter your house. Death will not come in your presence. Why? Because we are abiding under his shelter. He said, 1,000 may fall at your right hand, but it shall not come nigh you. They may die and drop dead gods, but that dead angel, like it was in the time of Egypt, it touched the Egyptians, but it didn't touch Israel. He said, so the Egyptians out there, it may touch them, but he said tonight, I'm not going to let death touch you. He said, 1,000 will fall at your side. And so God is showing us plain and clear that when we abide under his shadow, when we trust him, see the reward of the wicked. Hallelujah. We will see them come down. Psalms 91, 11 through 13, God commands his angel. For he will command his angel concerning you and guard you in all your ways, and they will bear you up in their hands. And if you look at this particular scripture, you can see that Satan used this scripture to tempt Jesus in the wilderness. He was quoting the scripture that telling Jesus, if you throw yourself down, God is going to send the angels to keep you and protect you. You understand? And so the enemy will whisper things in your ears to cause you to doubt God, to cause you to disbelieve what he said and lose hope in his word. But listen here, we got to continue to hold on to God. And so right here, you see, because you have made, he was saying, the devil is telling Jesus, because you have made the Lord, Jesus, your God is your refuge, you throw yourself down. And that's what the enemy, how the enemy talks to us. You know God's going to keep you. Go out there and do something stupid. Go out there and sin. Go out there and mess up. Go out there and fight. Go out there, and God is still going to keep you. You have a lot of people doing that right now in the body of Christ. No evil shall befall you. No plague come nigh your dwelling. And so people use this particular scripture and quote it, and then it says he will give his angel charge unless you dash your foot against a stone. That means if you decide to do something stupid, this cannot protect you because you deliberately went out there and did something stupid. No evil will befall you. The previous promise of security and safety, even in the time of plague, are repeated. Again, this is not regarded as an absolute promise for every believer in every circumstances. Many people have said that only the supernatural intervention by angels commanded by God could explain miracles. How many people know you go on YouTube and you see people saying they were saved by an angel? There has even been protection from wild predators, snakes and spiders. Some of you come across like snakes or whatever, and it almost bites you, little things like that, little things you hit in your feet, but you find out that you get out of it. It's because the angels are there to protect you. You look, we take, for instance, and I'm closing now, with Paul. When he got bitten with the snake, he was able to shake the snake off into the fire. And they thought he was a god, but the angels of the Lord and the protection of God was with Paul, and so it could not harm him, it could not do him anything. Why? Because he was an example of what we need to be. He was out there working for God. He was out there doing the will of God. He was busy with the kingdom. So no evil could come upon him. Nothing got only the only when you see evil come upon us or things happen, especially when we're doing the will of God or the work of God, God allowed it to happen for his glory. He allowed that happen to be a testimony. Because we have angels, and you know, if God wants us to pray, when we pray, then he said, for he shall give his angel charge over you. This describes another way God may send his protection and care upon his people. To his angels, commanding them to keep you, to bear you up. The angels of God shall have a special charge to keep you people of God tonight. Use them. Don't be afraid when you pray it. Call on them. They are there for you. They are your guardian. They are, my God, I don't know about you tonight, but this is the year that God is saying, use the angels. This is the night God is saying that I'm ready to shoot you forth. I'm ready to take you to another level. I'm ready to protect you, but it is calling for complete obedience. This is the year God is saying of complete obedience, complete trust in him, complete in divine protection. You could tread upon the lion and the cobra, and the God said, I will protect you. Nothing shall come nigh your dwelling. This is another interesting connection. God is saying, listen here, people of God. The only thing I know tonight with this scripture, God is saying tonight, trust me. God is saying tonight, believe me. God is saying tonight, put away doubt and fear. He said, because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him, and I will set him on high. Because he know my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. This is a guarantee and this is an assurance right here. He said because we, the people of God, set our love upon him, he said, I will deliver him. He set you on high because what? We know his name. What is his name? Jesus. When you call upon the name of Jesus, he shows up. He said, if you call upon me, I will answer you. I will be with you in trouble. I will deliver you and I will honor you. With long life will I satisfy you and I will show you my salvation. This is a guarantee God is saying tonight. Because he has set his love upon me, these last three verses are set in the first person as God speaks promises and blessings over his people. He speaks specifically over those who set their love upon God. It has been wonderfully noted that the last words of this psalm are not spoken by God's people, but to God's people. God is not speaking over you. He's speaking directly to you. He says, what he is going to do is he's doing it for those who have their love upon me. This whole psalm is about loving God with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength. That's this whole thing about it, you know. Loving God, and when we love God, that means we are committed, we are willing, we are obedient, and God is watching us, spending time with God, listening to God, reading what God has written to us, speaking to God, thinking of God in occupied moments, adoring God. These are the things that he's looking, speaking to others of God, giving to God and making glad sacrifices, sacrificing for him, sacrificing for others, sacrificing for the kingdom. These are the things that God is looking for from us in this year. And so, as I'm done with this, I pray tonight that something that has been said would have encouraged you to come up higher, something will have encouraged you by you setting your love on God. God said, I will set you on high. This is the year God said, I'm going to set a lot of my people on high. I will place them out there and place them out of the enemy's reach. He said, I will honor them. So God has promised us some things that he will do, but it depends on what we do. He can't do it outside of us obeying his will. And so tonight, as I close this, let us take heed to what God is saying. Let us be aware of how the Father is moving in our lives. Watch the little things that have been mentioned here, how he moves and how he distracts us and how he wants to get us off track. Watch out for it, people of God. Call upon the Lord because he is there. And so tonight as I'm done with this passage of scripture tonight, let us turn to God. Let us hold faith and trust in God in this year. This is the year of blessings. This is the year that God is opening doors and a lot of stuff are going to happen. But he said, if you be willing. So a lot of the things that we did in 2022, as far as God is concerned, and walking in obedience, we've got to shape up. We've got to take a grip on it. And we've got to turn in complete obedience to his will. For this type of protection and for this type of blessings to fall, God is saying, I need your full and undivided attention in 2023, in Jesus' name. Amen.
As we wait for Evangelist Bradley tonight, I don't know if she's there, but I'm done tonight.
Praise the Lord. The Lord.
Your phone is breaking up real. We can't hear you. Issues with her phone tonight. Technical difficulties. Okay, people of God, tonight it's apparent that Evangelist is having a lot of issues with her phone. The devil is a liar tonight, but as I've closed out, I don't know if you want prayers or someone need me to stand in agreement tonight. If not, if you want prayers, you can press *6 and come on over. If not, tonight, those of you who probably want to give your life to the Lord, you want to come over tonight, you can do it, because this is the year and the season that we cannot afford not to be safe. We cannot afford not to be protected. We cannot afford to be out there. Believe you me, people of God, this is the year. This is an intensive, and this year, evil has intensified to the maximum. It's going to get worse. And so for any of us to be out there and not be covered with the blood of Jesus. And the only way we can be covered with the blood of Jesus is to have that relationship with God, is to give our lives to him, is to be protected by him. We've got to surrender all. We've got to let him, you know, just change, to get out of the world, the ways of the world, and come on over on this side. Because the only way that God can protect you and those who are putting off salvation, the only way you can be protected during these times of labor and sorrow is to be saved, is to just give it all up. I know some people think it's hard and I'm not ready. We will never be ready. We will never be ready for salvation. We will never be ready. But once we make that first step, it's not going to be easy. You're going to have faults. You're going to fail. But the thing is to have your name on the book of life. The thing is to have your name written down. That's important. And so if there's no one or if there's someone that would like to give their life to the Lord or need prayer, you're freely welcome to press star 6 and come on over for prayer if you desire. If not, we give God thanks and praise for you that have took the time out to listen tonight to what God had to say to his word. And we're going to close. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much for the word. And the opening up of the Psalms, this is Sister Betty, and I'm praying that you all keep me in your prayers and God keeps strengthening me through 2023 that I'll be able to do his will. You all pray much, Sister Betty.
Father, in Jesus' mighty name, glory to God on tonight. I come to you in no other name but in the name of Jesus. You said there is power in your name. God, there is healing in your name. Demons tremble at the sound of the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. You say, whoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And you say, those who know your name and who love you tonight, you will protect them and you will keep them tonight as I bring, God, my sister Betty to you. I declare in the atmosphere with authority and power to let the devil know that he is a liar tonight and the truth is not in him. I come to let you know, devil, tonight that no weapon formed against her shall prosper. I declare strength to your body right now. In Jesus' name, I declare healing. I declare that the blood of Jesus runs through every vein and every artery, every tissue, every joint, every ligament. I declare tonight that by the stripes of Jesus, Father God, as I pray, you say this is the year that you're going to answer the prayer of the saints. Those who love you, God, those who set their love upon you, tonight, God, I declare your word of protection over your people tonight. And she come with faith tonight, God, as we stand in agreement. Even as this prayer go forth tonight, I commend every arrow of sickness, every arrow of affliction that was sent at your woman servant tonight to loose your hold. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I command you to let her go free. You came to set the captive free. God, release an anointing. Oh, God, you are the balm in Gilead. It takes the anointing to destroy yokes. God, this yoke of sickness tonight will be broken tonight in Jesus' name. You pestilence, I command you to loose now. You terror by night, I command you to loose now. That your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, Jesus. No plague, no disease, no evil can come nigh her dwelling. And God, if you allow it to happen, it's for you to get the glory. And so, God, as we stand agreement for Sister Betty on tonight, we declare, God, that the angels of the Lord touch her body right now. We declare that the angels of the Lord touch her joints right now, God, her knees, her thighs, oh, God, her hip joints, every area, my God, on tonight. Her stomach, her head, her eyes. I declare, God, from the crown of her head, to the sole of your feet, woman of God, I release the power of God. I release the fire of God to burn to every area of your body now in the name of Jesus. God, you say, you gave us authority and power over all the powers of the enemy. You gave us power over sickness and disease. You gave us power to declare a thing. And you said, it's out. It's
It shall be established. And God, as I speak tonight, as God, your Bashanta, as your servant tonight, you always hear me even before I ask you for anything. And so I come to stand in agreement, because you say we stand in agreement of anything in the earth, you will do it in the heaven. And your desire for us is to be in health and prosper. And I declare over this servant of the Most High God, your word will not return to you void. You told us on the other night, use your word, and it shall not return to you void. You say your word say we will have whatever we say. And your word said that you are wounded for her transgressions. You are bruised for her iniquity. The chastisement of her peace upon you, and you tell me, glory to God, the Hashatora Bahosa. Right now, God, let the Boshanda Bahosa, let the Roboko Shanda Namansa, let the virtue leave from the throne room of heaven right now and touch Sister Betty right now. Mando Shanda, I declare healing tonight. I declare you're healed tonight. I declare, deliver, deliver, deliver. Lord, I thank you, you don't need a whole week to do it. You don't need a whole day. You can do it within a split second. The woman with the issue of blood touched you. We come to touch your presence tonight. In the name of Jesus, release the virtue. Release the Oko Shanda the Mahosa. And everybody that is listening with an issue tonight, with an issue on this first day of the year, you are a liar devil. We will be in health. We will prosper. Woman of God, I declare tonight, hallelujah, God, that this is the beginning of your healing, divine intervention. We call on you tonight in the name of Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. There is healing in the name of Jesus. There is deliverance in the name of Jesus. There is salvation, God. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Yes, God, I curse it at the root, and I command you to loose. I command you to die right now by force or by fire. In the Niko Shandora Mahosa, you spirit of infirmity, I command you to loose. Her body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Mando Shandora Mahosa, touch her right now, God. God, you gave us power to speak it, and I speak it. Your condition tonight, and I tell the devil, take your condition and carry your condition back to the pit of hell. I send it back. I send it back. I take it off you tonight, Lord. I release you from it tonight, and I send it back in Jesus' name. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper, I declare. I destroy every weapon of sickness. I destroy every weapon, oh God, my shekando. I destroy it tonight in the name of Jesus. I go shanda the Mahosa. I annihilate and cast down, destroy every evil arrow sent from the marine kingdom, you witch and you warlock, on an assignment to slow her down.
Oh, my soul, love you, Jesus.
The devil is a liar.
Oh, thank you.
God said it's done. God said that it is done. Jesus said it is finished.
Oh, you get on the fire. Ooh, thank you.
Oh, it's finished. The sickness that has come in your life is finished. Blood of Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Lord God.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
So right now, God, Jesus. Do what doctors can do. Do what medics can do, God. In the name of God, we thank you. For the pain and the case, God. Take away the pain and the hurt tonight. Every pain, God. Pull it out of her body. Pull it out, God. Pull it out, Jesus. Pull it out, God. Pull it out. Oh, glory to you. Reach down with your hands. Start and begin to turn, God, and pull. Pull out. Pull it out. Pull out. Everything that is not like you. Oh, God, we are shunned out of a host. Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, God. We commanded to get out.
Thank you,
Lord, for the victory, God, tonight. Thank you for the victory in the life of your woman servant. We believe the report of the Lord tonight. We believe the word tonight. Believe your word tonight. Not a man's life. How does healing take place, God? As she give you the glory now, God, touch your body now. God, release the bomb tonight. Release the medicine. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Whatever we pray for and whatever we ask you tonight, said the Lord. In the name of the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, I believe you tonight. And I thank you, oh God, that you have done it already. God, it's already done. I believe you tonight.
Thank you.
She will not be bound by no bed. She will not be bedridden, but she will run for you. Do what you called and asked her to do, God. Thank you. Bless your name. Yes. Thank you. Thank you for the victory. All the plans of the enemy. It's Sister Betty's life. And Jesus. Thank you for doing it. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for doing it tonight, Jesus. For by your strength, my sister Betty is healed tonight. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, oh Holy Ghost.
Praise
God tonight, woman of God. I believe God, and I'm going to continue to keep you in my prayer. And I know God has done something tonight, and I know that manifestation is taking place. It is done. If God said it, I believe it, and that's what he has said. That he healed you. You are healed in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you for doing it. Thank you.
But we do thank God for this word on tonight. Glory to God. I tell you, whenever that Psalms 91, we'll never do it the same again. And after the woman of God has gone in and truly dissected that psalm, that division of psalms, and we just thank God tonight, woman of God, we thank you on tonight. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Despite all, glory to you, we will not be defeated. Amen. Because no matter what we're facing, when we're under the shadow, we're by the shadow. We know. Amen. So we give God thanks and praise on tonight. Amen, Jesus. While we, amen, Jesus. Have a copy of the broadcast on tonight. Just text us, amen, 912-257-3918, or you can text us at 668-687-2334. You can reach out to our international listeners. Reach out to us via WhatsApp, and that number again is 672-3334. At least I can promise not one. I'm not certain. For the prayer and thankful of God. Prophetess, we're going to turn it back over to you on tonight. Blessings to you.
Amen. Bless the name of Jesus. We thank God tonight for his word and what he has spoken. I don't know about you tonight, but I take God exactly at his word. I believe exactly what he says. I don't doubt it. Even if it doesn't look like it's going to happen, I hold on to what he says. And you know, and I came over in this year with a made-up mind to do more for the kingdom, to reach out more, to go more, because that's what he's expecting from us is more, for us to get what he has for us, and for us, for him to do what he has to do for us, it requires more from us. And so, where we used to be relaxed and complacent and slothful and just living from day to day and just going to church and coming home, we can't live like that no more. It has to be a complete change in our schedule. We have to be a complete change in our lifestyles at this point for where we are going in this year. Hallelujah. God is looking and expecting so much more from us. And those of you tonight, like the woman of God, she knows she has the work to do, and that's why the enemies are flicking her. That's why the enemy is coming up against her. Because she has the work to do for the kingdom. She desired to do it. And when you find yourself desiring to do the things of the Lord, you will find opposition. You'll find an enemy attacking you to keep you bound, attacking your body because it's a temple. And you need your body to do God's work. So tonight, I just want to encourage all of you who knows that you have a call and knows that God is depending on you. This is the time to push beyond the birth. Like our apostles say, go beyond the birth. Go beyond the natural, get in the spirit. And so tonight for Evangelist Bradley and the prayer warriors and everyone of you that take the time out to press your way to listen, Father, we give you thanks and we give you praise for your word. We thank you, oh God, for touching Sister Betty like never before. We thank you for your divine presence over this tonight. We thank you, oh God, for being God to us. We thank you for the opportunity of hearing what the Spirit is saying unto us, your people, by your word, that we may grow and become more knowledgeable of what we're dealing with and where we're in the times that we're living in. God, increase us. Hallelujah. Yes, God, increase us more in knowledge, because the enemy knows that if knowledge, we have knowledge, we have become a powerful set of people. And so increase us in knowledge, in wisdom, and in understanding.
Let us walk in the fear of God like never before. Bless this PNN, God. Bless everyone that takes the time out to connect and patiently to hear what God is saying. Bless their lives, God, just for their obedience and picking up the line and coming to hear what God has to say. Now, God, we present this night to you that you would cover us with your shed blood, cover our homes and our cars with your shed blood. Those who go to work and go in the and to go to the supermarket or Walmart, cover them with the blood from drive-by shooting and mass shooting. God, we need your protection. Even God, driving along in the highway, God, keep us protected tonight until, God, we come together tonight to lift up the name, another night to lift up the name of Jesus. Go before us, be a shelter all around us, God, and bless your people in Jesus' name. And I say amen. Amen. Have a wonderful night.
Amen. Put our broadcast on tonight. Amen. We do look to see you on tomorrow night, and we will be praying, glory to God, that our son, God, is fine. Amen. God bless you. We thank you for hanging in there with us, and we look to see you on tomorrow night. This concludes tonight's broadcast. Again, bless you.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.